back, everybody, to another fine episode of All Gas, No Trash. And, you know, just like wine, all of our episodes get better with age.
They sure do.
My name's Josh. Here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, greetings.
And as per usual, this is the Game Rage Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, where we don't curse. We just don't say bad words. It's hard. It's very difficult.
It is hurts. Quite.
Like, my ginger soul is on fire not being able to curse. I feel like it's chained up, like, with a lock on it.
Yeah, it's like when when a crab is molting.
Oh, yeah.
We're literally trying to break out of our own shells.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're like straining ourselves from dropping, you know, F-bombs.
Oh, yeah. And it's also the equivalent of trying, like, when you have a really large poop and you're trying to get it out.
Oh,
it's
and
like,
you start, yeah.
Yeah, you yeah. start, your asshole starts bleeding and, like, you just go, ah, like, yeah. Oh, thank God. All right, we're done. Game Rage Minute. Mm. Okay, so today we're going to be listening to some more new music. And this band is one that Adam found recently.
Yeah, man, I went on a whole... I don't know what it is about midnight and the twilight hours, but that's when I've been finding shit. And
it's the musicking hours.
It might be. So I've got to stick. I've struck the main vein, dude. And now I have to. And I've gotten out of the cycle of being a night owl. But now. Now I have to fucking get back into that. And I was like, man, I've been going to sleep at relatively early and waking up at like 6 a.m. and shit. And now it's all fucked. Now I have to fucking comply with the gods of music in order to continue finding shit.
Yeah.
So fuck. Well, anyways,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Apparently. You know? So this band that we're going to be talking about. So goddamn, dude, as if we don't hit the mark enough already. Especially with the first episode of Game Rage Music, the first episode of All Gas, No Trash. One of the first things that we ever talked about was the influx of punk bands that have existed along Sydney and particularly Melbourne.
Yeah, that was an early episode.
That was like one of the first episodes. Yeah. That might be the first episode we made.
Yeah.
So yet again, we now see Melbourne being a spawning pool for all things punk, actually just music in fucking general. Like I found this band called Chow Chow that is another punk outfit from Melbourne / Sydney that I found particularly interesting. And I'm not sure how you're going to feel about it, but I think if there's one quality that you might appreciate about it is it reminds me of something that you enjoy, but I won't say what it is until after the fact.
Okay.
And then we get your opinion. So this is actually going to be a relatively short episode, just because there's only one single that exists of the band. So there's not really much to add. I don't really have any lore to drop. And the only thing I could really say is that you go follow this band and you check out their music. And the song that we are going to listen to is called Left Right from Chow Chow. So let's get underway and have Josh's opinion on it.
All right. Let's fire up your machines of music listening taste and look up Left Right by Chow Chow. Here we go. All right. That was Left Right by Chow Chow. Okay. So right straight off the gate, that is the punk version of D'Antwoord. Like
that you nailed it, man. 100%. You fucking nailed it. I was looking for it. I was like, oh dude, I hope the conclusion that he comes to is Yolandi.
Yep, Yolandi Visser, dude. That,
yes.
I was like, oh shit, I didn't know Yolandi Visser did fucking punk music.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is gonna be bananas.
Yeah.
This is the next fucking thing right here. Whatever the fuck this is, I don't know what like you're calling it, if it's just straight punk or whatever, but like if we're just using general broad terms, yeah, that is the D'Antwoord of punk. And yeah. I think that they're gonna be like nobodies for a long time, and then eventually Joe Rogan's gonna hear this and they're gonna fucking go to the moon.
Well, whatever the catalyst is gonna be. But yeah, that was the first thing that I'm like, oh shit, this is like Yolandi with punk, like Yolandi-esque vocals with punk. And at this point Australia can't do any wrong when it comes to punk. Like I've listened to enough bands like Split System, Civic, Gut Health, I can't remember other name. Oh, GT. GT's fucking awesome. At this point, dude, they're like the standard for how good punk can be. Oh, Mel and the Sniffers.
Can't forget about Mel and the Sniffers.
Yeah. All great bands. And like, they're all happening at the same time. It's just fucking incredible. This is like one of the first things that we covered in All Gas No Trash, is how fucking good the punk scene is in Australia. And I don't want to wave the white flag or anything like that, but like, goddamn, do they have good music?
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit biased, but I'm going to say that Nice is still top dog to me right now, because they put out still like what I consider the best album of the year. Oh, dude. And one of the best albums ever.
That's one of the best albums I've ever heard. Obviously, as we gave it a fucking 11 out of 10.
Okay? Yeah.
But this right here, this has the potential to be better than that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be. We will have to wait and see, and time will tell, because we've only got one track.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But man, that was fucking awesome. That right there. All right. Since we're doing cyclical shit and we're hitting retro stuff, is like the early 2000s shit is now retro, right?
Yeah.
We make a video. All right. Like, with a VHS, or really you could just record it on your iPhone and just put a VHS filter on it. Like, it's shot in VHS or whatever. And it's a skateboarding video, all right? It's just like a fucking skate. This is the track.
That is definitely a a skateboarding compilation track. Like, undoubtedly unrivaled.
A lot of people, and then in the video, everybody's doing the suck it, like, you know. Yeah. Thing, that's gotta happen.
Unparalleled.
That's fucking awesome.
Okay, so I don't understand the OOS part, because I looked it up and it's spelled OUS. It's not like Samoans where they say oos like brother. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's like an onomatopoeia where it's like the punching sound, like when you make, you know, like when you make a punch, you're like, when you throw a punch, like you kind of exert or exhale and make a noise. Like, I think that's what it is,
possibly, but let me give you some insight.
Okay. I already know where you're going with this.
So Bluey this is how I know everything. This is all my knowledge of Australia comes from Bluey.
Yeah.
All right, so in Bluey, she says, whenever like they say like, oh, we're gonna go to the park, or she wants to do something, she goes oos, like she makes that noise. So I think that's like, yeah, like fuck yeah, like their version of that.
Yeah.
Cause like the dad does it too, like when he's watching like rugby or whatever.
And
they score, he goes, oh, oos. Like, I think that's like cool, or like, yeah, or fuck yeah, or something to that effect, I feel like.
It's like a term of excitement or
It's like showing excitement or whatever, I feel like. I don't know. If you're Australian, hit us up and let us know what the fuck that means, like, officially.
Yeah, I also thought, I'm like, oh man, this would be a great fucking Jey Uso transition to a new song. It's just me.
It's just me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that's fucking great.
Yeah, so that's the end of the episode. Check out Chow Chow on every digital streaming platform. You might have trouble, because their shit's overlapping with other artists. So as I said before, check out Chow Chow Left Right, and it should come up, and it should be like a fairly dark-skinned woman that comes up on the band profile, and it
with a tattoo on her fingers of left and right.
Yeah,
pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
Also, Chow Chow, if you're listening, all right, Let us know when the next single is going to drop, or fucking maybe send it to us. We can get a little early preview. All right. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Just hit us up on the social medias, email, fax, carrier pigeon.
Yeah. We're day one, Zeus.
Yeah, we are day ones for sure. Anyways. All right.
That's the end of the episode.
That'll be the end of the episode. So, thanks for checking us out. Go check out Chow Chow. And also, while you're doing that, go fuck yourself.